The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Matt, we got a podcast on our hands, don't we, boy?
Yep, it's all over our hands.
It's everywhere, these internet reviews. You know what I can't get out from under my fingernails?
What's that?
It's the reviews from Amazon.com. And
yeah, and it's the recommendations after looking at a bunch of reviews.
Yeah, man, we should really do a segment or just make a TikTok. Is that what the kids are doing about?
Yeah.
How messed up our Amazon recommendations are for looking up weird stuff for this show. Mine's really weird because all I buy on Amazon in my whole life, it's the same Amazon account I've always have. And the only thing I've consistently bought is like comic books, manga, and video games on there. So It really thinks I really am a nerd, which is really right. But it's a little insulting sometimes. Anyway, right. We got this podcast. It's funny. It's about internet reviews. Like we were just talking about. See? Wow. Ooh. We're in it already. We can't help but do our own podcast. Anything else happen on the show? I forget any.
There's a whole bucket full of comedy.
It's all over me.
We sort of splash our hands in it. It gets everywhere.
It's sort of like a pre-battle scene where we're splashing blood, you know, doing the blood in our hands and putting sort of it all
anointing
over our face.
Ourselves.
Yes, there's a lot of anointing, comedic anointing going on here. Do you have a review you want to start with?
Yeah. I'm going to anoint this episode with an Amazon review. This is an Amazon's choice, actually, in binder and paperclips by Universal. The non-skid paperclips, wire, jumbo, silver, 100 count, 3-pack. Non-skid paperclips, I'm now learning, are those ones with the little lines on them, you know?
Oh, the skidding
the little paper. Ribbed for her pleasure paperclips.
Right, there's a... That's the friction, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Here's an Amazon review from Love Peace Sushi. They titled their review, "Who in their right mind likes these paperclips?" And they write, "These are the cheapest Bobo paperclips ever. They get all tangled up on each other. The metal snaps. They get all mangled. And I hate them. How can a paperclip evoke so much frustration in a person? I don't know, but I'm throwing these away and purchasing new ones. 1 star.
You know, when people are sounding off, lipping off in the Amazon reviews, we don't give them too many bennies of the doubts around here.
No.
But I'm kind of inclined, I don't know why, to take this reviewer aside. If a paperclip is so flimsy and breakable, it can't even hold paper together, what is it good for?
When that paperclip snaps, something in my brain snaps too.
Right. How many times have I... sat there just yanking a paper clip apart, dusting it, just for my own amusement and boredom, you know. And it's hard to get those little suckers to snap, kind of. You got to really try.
Yeah, you got to yank on them, crank on them, and it gets a little the warm. You feel the metal get a little warm. You're like, ooh, yeah, I'm really working it now. Mm. I don't want it to just snap like a twig.
You want that thing to get ruby red before you have to hit it with some kind of ball peen hammer to shatter it apart.
I want it to look like some stupid YouTube thumbnail, 5,000 degree paper clip. It's glowing red hot. Like, and now I'll put the papers in it and it just combusts.
Oh, now there's an idea. Here we are. That's April Fool's just happened. We didn't do much for that on our comedy show, unfortunately.
Whoops.
Good. Not unlike, you know, the gag gum where actually it's like a mouse trap in there.
You're
that snaps
right.
onto your finger. A paperclip just sets whatever you clip in it on fire. That could really piss somebody off.
Yeah, that'd really spoil their day.
I think that's beyond a prank. That's more like that's espionage territory. That's a James Bond tool. Cool. replace all of the Target's paper clips and staples with these combusting paper clips and staples. And then the guy, you know, he's kind of one of those weird guys who's got one of his tics is he just hits himself with the stapler, mm-hmm. you know, and then he combusts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then James Bond has got a predicament, a sort of an international predicament on his hands.
Right, James is on the run.
Yeah, the accidental combust of the self-stapler.
So I have to assume that this person just works in an office and hates their life, right? Is that...
Sure.
We're a little inconvenienced like this. It's just like...
If we're going down that rabbit hole, riddle me how many paper clips do you purchase in a pack here?
These are 100 count?
100 count. Okay. No, I don't think that's enough to ruin your life. Right? I think if my man bought Costco bulk paper clips, he thought...
okay. Really saving some money now.
Yeah, I don't got to worry about these damn clips until retirement, at least. Right? I mean, purchasing another clip again. And you get a crappy batch? Well, ain't that just a kick in the pants?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like everybody else is kind of vibing with it. Witchy Diamond titles their review Paperclip. What can I say? They're paperclips. They work great at holding my paper together. 5 stars.
I don't know.
Teresa Kaczynski titles their review, great product. Ran out, so bought some more. 5 stars.
I just don't think these people had that moment. Just imagine, put yourself in their shoes. You're clipping together a modest amount of paper. All right. I don't know. 15 pages.
Okay.
Your regular clip can handle that. You clip it. And you see it stutter, and it doesn't bend. It simply snaps. Oof. I think something inside of me would snap along with it.
Yeah. Done.
Especially if my collar was white, you know, and I was spending every day, I was hearing that Xerox machine all day, every day, and that paperclip snaps. Not good. I got a review. You know how it always goes. I was like, I'll bring this one because it's funny, but I got to save it for a time when it works. There's no way I'm going to gonna think this isn't going to work in just any episode, but it's the one I really want to read. This from RateYourMusic.com is an album review for Now That's What I Call Music 3.
Okay.
From 1999. Are you familiar with the Now That's What We Call Music collections?
I'm familiar with the collection, the concept. I've never owned one.
Sure. Yeah, I grabbed this and another to be revealed review probably on another later date because this is, I believe, the first CD I owned among the first few I owned. Yeah, and if you don't know, they're just like they take the top 20 songs that are on the radio for like a season and put them on an album and sell them. It's very... very capitalist, I guess. but usually, by law of averages, there's a couple bangers on each one. Mm-hmm. There's a couple for ones sure. worth it. But let Fleur de Lys 87 tell us about number 3 here, which came out in 1999, by the way. There is quite a range of musical tastes on this CD. I had trouble listening past Fatboy Slim's The Rockefeller Skank.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't stand it then and can't stand it now. And Limp Bizkit's Nookie. Both songs are extremely repetitive and obnoxious to listen to. However, there are a few songs which stand out for positive reasons, such as A Blessed Unions of Souls, Hey Leonardo, She Likes Me Ooh. For Me, and Fastballs Out of My Head. As well as various bubblegum pop songs, which bring back memories of my preteen years. In all, this collection is an example of music on the radio in the late 1990s. Buy it only if you have a wide variety of musical tastes and love the late 1990s music, or if you can find it as a cheaper substitute to digital purchases of those multiple songs. 2.5 stars. That sounds like our childhood.
Right about now. Dang. They saved some face there by like being hip to slightly hip to the way music works now. In referencing digital purchases, but like, bruh, I'm not gonna digitally purchase. I'm gonna stream them.
Yeah.
If I want to listen to them.
I was gonna say there are those people that like to have their music, but when I was in that period of my life, I wasn't just pirating. I was like getting the music nerds pirate music. I won't name the program, but there's a program where you kind of just like other music nerds collections, they just put them there. Like, this is my public file. This is how I organize my music. So you search like an album, and not only are you looking through various versions of them, like you might on Spotify, you're looking through like, oh, I like how this guy capitalizes his music. Oh, this guy's got the album art on each one. Let me take it from that guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's as peer to peer as it gets. It's kind of like a weird open marketplace for people's music. You know, and you find one guy who really likes this indie band. You're like, oh, he's got this indie folder. What else has he got going on in here? But yeah, I just listen to Spotify these days. It's just there in the ether.
If I'm a fan, then I'm just gonna buy that band's CD. I want the album cuts.
Right.
I don't want just the popular top 40 of 1999.
Yes, this is such a specific application. There's so few applications to what this music compilation could be.
If you have a car
physically
that just has a CD player and you gotta drive to Vermont or Colorado or something, then I can understand getting it.
You see it at a freaking gas station and you're like, man, this would be funny. This would be a trip down memory lane. Hey, Leonardo, She Likes Me For Me song.
And that's why it's in the parentheses. For me. Yeah, man.
Not because. Jim Carrey.
Yep.
Everyone loves that. But I think it does hold up as a sort of monument to its time. I guess the Billboard chart is, it's redundant already with that existing. But here, let me send you the track listing and just run through. I'll read it for the audience. Number one, we got All Star by Smash Mouth. Oof. Then American Woman, Lenny Kravitz, What's My Age Again, Blink-182. Wild Wild West. How do you say that word?
Bylamos.
Bylamos
means we dance.
Oh, is that the Bylamos? Let the river take me over. Yeah, I know that song because I had this CD. Sometimes Britney Spears, not her best. All I Have to Give, Backstreet Boys, not their best. Casey and JoJo, Tell Me It's Real. That was a skip. Now, then we stumble upon the crazy middle of the album. We got ourselves Rockefeller Skank. That one burned up, dude. Burn that one out.
So good.
Followed by Nookie by Limp Bizkit. Followed by Special by Garbage. Ah, a fifth grader's dream. In 1999. Do you have any special attachments to any of these songs?
I really like the fastball songs that were popular. But beyond that, nah.
Yeah, there's another one. I think I had 8. That one, maybe I'll find a review for that one. This one had a review. That was the only review on Rate Your Music. I was so excited.
Wow.
But 8 had the Gorilla song on it.
I know which one you're talking about.
The Sunshine in the Bag song.
Oh, that one. Okay. Is that Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. Yep. That's, you know, that's one of those CDs where you get it for Christmas and you love it just because there's one song on it that you can just wear out. Do you have a review?
I do. I have another Amazon review, if you believe it. This is for the Knorr Sidekicks Pasta Tomato Alfredo Side Dishes, 150 grams, 5.3 ounces, 8 count, imported from Canada. It's a little like pasta packet side dish thing.
Add water, put it in the pot, have a side dish type deal.
I think that's how it works. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll let Josh English tell us if that's how it works. He titles his review "Crunchy and Tasteless," and he writes, "Before you jump to conclusions about my taste and or abilities, Knorr Stroganoff is my go-to late-night snack. It appears to be unavailable or phased out, so I tried this flavor. I have tried 3 times. First was exactly as directed. Second was slightly lower temp for longer. Third time, I added an extra half cup of water and literally let it simmer until liquid ran out, approximately 15 minutes. All 3 times, the noodles didn't even attempt to cook. Crunchy. Inedible. 1 star.
Right now, okay, we're dealing with a stroke. Be careful what you say, Matt. We are dealing with a late night instant stroganoff expert here, okay? Now, before you go saying that he's some kind of idiot, some scientist, that he's just stroganoff over here.
Bro knows his stro.
I eat stroganoff every night. My blood is powdered cream of mushroom.
God.
I feel good. I feel good. I feel better about my life after listening to that man whine about not being able to
cook his noodles.
Instant beef stroganoff, yeah. Can't make fucking hamburger helper.
Also, just that's his go-to snack. Like, not a bowl of cereal. Not like PB&J, toasted.
There's been periods in my life where I noshed on a couple too many beefaronis or whatever, but like we've said before.
Night after night.
Night after, I was not, if there was a dark period in my life where I was having a lot of one type of instant noodle. No one was knowing about it, but me. Me? And the cashier, but you know, cashiers ain't even paying anything. Someone goes through and buys 15 fucking hamburger helpers. They don't give a shit. So, hamburger helper party? That'd be weird small talk to me. But this guy needs that. He needs some of the snap of Joshua.
Just so y'all know. Don't make any assumptions about me. That's Mr. Stroganoff to you.
Listen, don't make any assumptions about me. You want to know why? Let me lay out my extremely fucked up life that it's really hard to not make assumptions about.
Once I explain everything, there's no room for assumptions anymore.
You know I'm weird. And late night, dude. Mom put the cream of mushroom powder on the stove. Slapping the hamburger. I'm getting a grumble. That's when I love to have a lot of carbs and a lot of protein right before bed.
Yeah, some good bubbly goo. Hot and thick.
But the hardness and the crunch
that's the thing.
That all
up. I don't know, man. I guess some credit to him, because sometimes we'll see the reviews and it's like, I don't like seaweed, so I didn't like these seaweed bites. It's like, what do you expect? Our man Josh, at least, he tried, he followed the instructions, he tried a different way, he tried a different way, and all 3 times the noodles didn't cook.
I guess, to give him some benefit of the doubt, getting some instant noodles and having to do science experiments to try and make it be edible, that's not a good product.
Yeah, you don't want that. Although, just the way he phrased, all 3 times... the noodles didn't even attempt to cook. Like, they're just chilling there in his little saucepan. No, we feel the water. We're not, no.
These noodles got better things to do than become soft. Than become even a bit dente.
I'm happy being crunchy. This is my choice, my life.
Listen, man, you're trying to put us in your boiling water. All right, you're trying to do mix us with your salted powders and make us all soft for your noshing midnight gums. But we're gonna stay crunch.
That ain't us. We're not stroganoff, dude.
Look at you. I bet they call you beef stroganoff the way you look. And you're stroganoff. You're beef so much, dude. You're all greasy. Hey, I'm crunchy, man. I could never grease.
See, the thing Josh needed to do was season them with his tears and have just like a magical Disney moment.
Yeah. I can't have my midnight stroganoff. I bet this guy works at the same sad office as the paperclip dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the type of stuff that people bring into the office and microwave. You're like, God, what the? Somebody microwave cat vomit?
Yeah, people really be not afraid to. It's not like they're even flying their freak flag. They don't know. They don't know that eating 12 deviled eggs in a sitting in front of your computer monitor is strange.
I can't. It is the rare occasion where I'll actually eat at my desk.
I'm an admitted desk eater, probably a bad habit. But yeah, at work, I don't know. It's kind of dirty,
work.
Right?
Yeah, at work. I was like, no. No, you don't. Give me some separation.
Yeah. I got the side. I got, you know, I'll have a Nutri-Grain. I'll Nutri down on some grains. But I'm not eating a whole sandwich. No way. That's got to be an emergency. There's got to be shit going on.
Yeah.
If there's sandwiches at the desk.
You're
not going to
see me open my mouth and just like vulnerably take a bite of something.
That's right.
That's for me and my car.
It's almost like when someone's like distracted by work and also eating, it's almost like it's so inhuman. There's like a secret they're keeping. I don't know. I don't. It's compensating for something. It makes me feel bad. Just stop and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been burning that midnight oil. I've had an edit going on where I've slurped some ramen down, but I don't edit in a public editing house. I edit in my home like a little freak.
That's true.
I worked in an office. No ramen was slurped over any keyboards. That's for sure.
Thank heavens.
No stroganoff was baked up in the old microwave.
God, Josh, what are you doing, man?
If you really got a crazy midnight snack craving for stroganoff, would you not meal prep some like snack size stroganoffs and just microwave those up instead?
Yeah, come on.
Get a freezer full of strogue. Listen, man, get off that store bought. Get yourself some homemade strogue, put them in a little Tupperware, snack size, pop them in the freezer. It's going to change your life. Those noodles are going to want them. Please make me soft.
Ooh.
Those aren't angry noodles from the stroganoff factory. I think we should take a break. I got to step away from my keyboard and eat something here.
So hungry.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to
I don't know what that sound effect is.
I don't know that I've done it before, but it feels appropriate for crap app reviews.
Oh, yeah. But the burnt noise needs to be just like the foghorn fart. Ooh. Like, bah.
That'd be good. Yeah, I see. That'd be good. Crap app reviews is the segment where I go to the Apple App Store and look at apps, and I try and find one that... Well, I just try and find one. Sometimes it's something we use. Sometimes it's something I think is stupid. That's what it is this time. Because I found the scan QR code period app, which touts itself as a QR code and barcode scanner app.
I'm going to cut you off. I'm sure you know this. This is why you know this is weird. Mm-hmm. But just so everyone knows, because I feel like no one, if this isn't common knowledge for some reason. To get QR codes to work on your phone, you just open your camera app and tap the screen where the QR code is, and then it'll do the rest for you. You don't need an app.
Your built-in camera can do it just fine.
Does it just fine. And it took me, a tech-savvy fellow, a while to get that figured out. I was doing workarounds and stuff, but once you see it, it's like, duh.
No one tells you. Yeah. So, let me see where I want to start. I'll read some of the features. QR code scanner. Cool. Create your own QR codes, I guess. Cool, that's an extra thing. Okay. Barcode scanner. Scan coupons and food labels. All right.
For what?
Share QR codes and auto scan. I don't really know what that means. Or you can subscribe to get a premium features like unlimited scans, code creation, and more. 3-day free trial, then renews weekly, $6.99.
How many old people's like are giving these guys $6.99 a month for nothing? I'm sure they didn't even code an actual scanner. I'm sure they just use the proprietary software and device and just link to that.
Like, the one thing that seems interesting is that it can archive every QR code you've ever scanned. Okay, I guess. But also, when I scan something, it just opens the browser. I'll just leave that tab open.
Leave the tab open or take a screenshot. Yeah. You know, your phone will probably automatically like figure out, oh, these are pictures of QR codes and put it in a folder for you. Technology's crazy.
Anyway, these are all 1-star reviews. Sometimes I'll say it if I feel like it punctuates it. Sometimes I won't. I can't make any promises of what I'm going to do. Just know that these are all 1-star reviews, folks. This is a review from Eoline01. They titled the review, Another No Can Do. I am not going to pay $10 a week. I'm on fixed income, and that's outrageous for me, 1-star.
It is. They're right. That is outrageous. For fixed income or otherwise.
That's outrageous for anybody. It hurts. It hurts. Here's a review from Fuerte405. They title it, Why Do I Have to Pay? And write, No thank you. Simple scanner app asking for money along with access to your information. You can find so many free ones without agreeing to provide access to your information. Which you feel like, oh, were they gonna turn the corner? But no, they need to listen to somebody like Angry G7 896558.
Tell us who titles
their review Scam. And they write, This is scam. Do not install. iOS has built-in feature to scan QR codes. Right?
Right.
That's all you need.
But how does it tell everyone? How does he get the information out there?
Okay, this is gonna be a real one. Not a real one in a good way.
Not our real. They're not welcome in the club.
This is a review from Night Snacks. I guess it is. It's Night with a K. Night Snacks. They title the review No Can Do. And they write, Oh, come on. Why not join in with the real humans and not charge anything? I would give you a 5-star rating only if I could see this scanner in action. But no can do because of the recession going around and everyone going homeless like myself. Most of the U.S. real Americans shouldn't have the need to pay anything. gosh, just for thought. Now, if I had not mentioned that I am an American citizen, perhaps I would have been given a grant if I said I'm from another country. But I'm not. I am proud to be an American taxpaying man, okay? I will find another website that provides this service for free, so wish me luck. I'm sure it won't take long. P.S. I'm just a tad upset, because most of you web pages are always out to make a penny that will grow out to make your entire family rich. Anyway, I now thinking and not posting this, but what the heck? I didn't read this whole thing.
No, this is the best review we've ever had, maybe.
Thinking of not posting this, but what the heck? You waste my time on sneaking out. You got a pay-to-play page. Then now it's my Wally on giving you a piece of my thoughts. Lucky you. 1 star.
Shook to the foundation.
Oh, God.
This app was never the same after that comment.
Yeah, he got him, right? They were sitting ducks for this review.
Man, I sure hope that they, through one search, they found at the very top of the Google search in bold, it was just like, yep, just use your camera app.
I hope, because after hearing from JD Arg, God, JD titles the review Total Scam and writes, sets itself up as a subscription to your Apple ID. No icon appears on your screen, was charged $9.99 per week. Luckily canceled after about 10 days. 1 star.
Yeah. Yeah. The line between scam and business sure is blurred these days. Yeah. Even though this is obvious. I'm not saying that this is anywhere close to legitimate.
No, this is so awful. But that, you know, it hooks up to your Apple ID. Like, if you've got a credit card, you're just... You'll get the little email and maybe you'll...
Right. Idea? Apps, like paid apps like that can just set to like, oh yeah, if you agreed to download this, you agreed to pay and just yoink.
You got to go some hidden little place to unsubscribe successfully. A lot of people were complaining about that.
It's a pain in the ass to unsubscribe from Apple stuff, for sure. If you don't got that Apple ID password on lock, because who does?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Here is a review from Disgruntled Daughter. All caps. Newsflash. You can scan a QR code with your normal camera.
Thank you.
They write, this app is dishonest. Most people who look for apps like these aren't interested in the extra features this app has to offer. This app aims to swindle technology-challenged people by charging them for a feature that comes free on the phone. And for $9.99 per week, highway robbery. Shameful.
$40 a month, dude. That's more than Adobe Suite.
They are cleaning up on these poor people.
That's crazy.
We will end. I did not read this whole one either. So we'll see what sort of things tickle me as I work through it. I didn't read this person's name either. This comes from Manuelito the Pimp.
What's up, Manley?
They titled their review, Are You Dumb? In parentheses, Stupidy as Fookity Wookity.
Mm-hmm.
They write, Never in my life have I ever wrote a review for an app. I know the sentence doesn't start off with the but today you're stressing me out so much to the point where I have to write a review in my 20 years of living. I simply wanted to scan my scratch-off ticket and see if I was a winner or a loser. Not too many times a day can you easily decide or figure out whether you are a winner or a loser. For me, I buy a scratch-off ticket every time I go grocery shopping, but I understand the addiction of scratch-off tickets, and I decided to download y'all's app to simply and easily see whether or not I am a winner. After I download the app, I figured it would be as simple as scanning the back of my ticket and seeing whether I'm going to win or not. Well, to no surprise, I try and scan my ticket, and I find that I have to pay a subscription. Are you not ashamed for something so simple? Or should I be ashamed? I simply do not understand why a simple task, aka scanning a QR code, should cost me money. I guess you would say, we live in a world. I may not be in the most acceptable mindset, but I understand that paying for a QR scan code on a monthly subscription is it, and I hope that get lucky, but the whole scheme of charging QR code scam codes is 100% unacceptable. One star.
It's hard to put this phenomenon into words, where you're getting mad at an injustice that you should definitely get mad at, but it just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, this app is an injustice. That's all totally right. But the idea that this simple task should just be free, included in your phone's base software, so to speak. Yeah. Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
They're so right. They're so right. You can't.
They do have a point.
They're so right.
Does seem unjust.
The pimp said nothing wrong. No lies left the pimp's mouth.
Yeah. And so today, crap app review just takes on a whole richer, newer meaning. Because dang, these poor people.
It's, if this is happening in their life, what else?
Oh, God. Hey, Grandma, I'm trapped in Canada. Can you wire me some money?
Hey, I'm going to be shot if I don't give these men $7,000. You good? You good for it, Graham?
What? You don't remember you had a grandson? Well, yeah, I'm totally him. I love you. Well,
that's kind of fucked up, Grandma.
Grandma, you're losing it. This feels awful. I can't even chew.
I'm going to get shot and my grandma doesn't remember me. Oh, God. $7,000 sure would make this feel better. Okay, I have a review that'll make us feel better. This one, in my notes, I just called George Shirt.
Okay, curious.
I don't remember what that means. I clicked on it, and now I remember. From Amazon, muscle polo shirts for men. Slim fit, short sleeve, golf shirts, men dry fit shirts, casual, stylish clothes. It's a tight fit, muscle fit polo. George, hence the notes, George C. titles their review, great shirt. They write, it fits perfectly for me. I am 6 foot, 175 pounds. I got a small. It was perfect. Only issue is, it is very see-through. It was great for my cruise, but inappropriate for the office. 4 stars.
Well... yeah, generally I don't, cruise wear is not office wear. George, let's talk about some things here.
George here, come here. I got a little tip for you. Come in real close. If you can see your nipples through your shirt, that's a great shirt for the cruise, but not the office. You're welcome, see you later. This has been George.
This poor man is just so misguided. He's walking around like Dustin Hoffman in Meet the Fockers, with his shirt buttoned down to his belly button. I'm gonna make a new pot of coffee, Cheryl. You want some? George, your chest hair, this is coming out. Put it away.
You know, inappropriate for the office, but...
On the cruise.
Man, it's very European there.
George, let it all hang out.
International waters, you know. Someone can murder someone on this ship and get away with it, so might as well look
George,
good.
Hey, George is murdering with his looks.
I'm told that we're on international waters. Someone could be murdered, so I decided to murder with my looks.
Well, hey, if I'm going to get my mugshot taken, I want to look good. I'm working on the tan. How's this shirt look?
Man, I hate the models in the picture for these. I guess I'll send a couple.
I've been tanning my nips up real good.
HR, listen, I learned the hard way, so you guys don't have to. HR does not like the nips out.
Oh. Giorgio.
I sent Matt the thumbnail.
God, his hair.
Here's another one.
Oh! He's just like bursting out of those pants.
If that dude moved, those pants would explode.
The seams are just doomed. But you know what? It does look like dude might be, like, he's either at a fancy mall or that could pass for cruise ship, like atrium.
Sure.
Got that shiny marble gleam everywhere. Nice steps.
You know what's really got me fucked up about the picture, though? Besides the dude's, like, weird plastic surgery look and steroid chin and pulsate muscles and weird shoes.
Is that he's holding
all the way to the top. All the way to the top,
yeah.
Thank you.
I noticed that. It unsettles me a bit.
It doesn't make you look yoked. As a man cursed with a tree trunk neck, I could lose 100 pounds and still have a freakishly large neck. I've never unbuttoned any top button in my life. Maybe I'm jealous or something, but like, if you're a yoked dude, like this guy's trying really hard to look, you don't button the top button.
You don't.
You got to pretend you can't button that neck button. Oh, I'm too yoked.
So thick.
My arteries are too thick going to my big brain. My
deltoids and traps and everything's just like swollen.
You know how hard it is to find a collared shirt that fits with traps like these? Sorry, it's a little see-through. It's just the only one that fits.
Stretching, man. I'm so big.
I'm so big. He starts crying. Zombie. I'm just so big. I would never be content in this shirt, I tell you.
No, it looks a little weird.
It's like a sweater.
Yeah, it's got like that texture.
Oh my god. Wait a second, Matt. I sent this one over, the top one. Look at number three, the three bullet point there. We got three bullet points for why this shirt's good. A square polo button closure is number one. Elastic thread short cuff is number two, so it's on your big guns. Number three, high elasticity material. And it's showing the man stretching the material.
Ooh. Yeah.
And it is, in fact, see-through. That almost looks like ladies' underwear.
It's a little gauzy, a little lacy.
It's very lacy. I'm back on board with this shirt. I want muscle dudes to be wearing, like, lingerie shirts. Shirts that just look like sexy lingerie.
Sure, your little naughty bits to us. Be big, tough man.
Yeah, if they're studly enough, you know, they could pull it off. In a masculine sort of way. I'm throwing down the gauntlet, sexy man. Wear lingerie in public. you got a review.
Yeah, I got a little triplet of reviews sent to us by friend of comedy, friend of the moon, Eric Martin. This is an Amazon review, or these are Amazon reviews for Our Daily Vites Tributarin Digestive Health Probiotics Complete Butyrate Supplement, 550 milligrams, delayed release soft gels, immune support, 90 servings, vegan formula. I don't know what they make you poop good.
Fucks with the soft gel. I don't care what's in it. If it's coming in a soft gel, sign me up.
Eric, what are you telling us by sending us this review? Everything rigged? We hope you're well. So he sends a couple to explain. So I guess I'll just start with these. This is a review from Corey Crook. They tell their review, "It really works," and write, "The smell isn't that great. Smells like old Swiss cheese, but the product really does work, and the price is even better. 5 stars.
Who is sniffing their pills before they take them? It's not a beer. You don't need to, like, get the scent notes.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, let me a little huff of that before I, you know, you pop that safety seal and you take a big whiff, no?
Yeah, you huff in your fucking Flintstone vitamins or something.
Those, honestly, ooh.
Yeah, that smells pretty good.
Here is a similar review from V. They title in all caps, "Do not buy this product. It smells like rotten milk." And they write, the products smell like rotten milk and I cannot return it. The price is too expensive for things smell like rotten. I won't buy again. 1 star.
Can I just say I love reading the sort of like grammatically broken but assertive reviews as though they were hurt, as though they were a child, like that was wrong.
The big man in his shirt.
It smelled like cheese and stuff.
So we kind of saw two sides of the coin there.
Two sides of the stink.
Two sides of the stink. And now we've got this final and third review from Tawa, who, this was a bombshell. I didn't read ahead, but I, wow. Tawa titles their review, "It's Supposed to Smell Like That." And they write, "Good product that makes my belly feel good. Just hold your nose and take it." 5 stars.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just a pill. You one and done.
If down yeah, it. if it's like a probiotic pill with no extra stuff in it, it's just the stuff. Probiotics, we're going to smell like farts. They're the fucking workers in the fart factory,
bro. A little
fart
seeder. A little seed your farts.
Yeah, you know when you're a kid and you're learning about like how vaccines work and they're the little men that go in your body and they fight the viruses and stuff? That's a sort of probiotics, but they're just little dudes that look like Pigpen.
Oh, good God. Oh, my.
What?
Okay, so, well, I'll go in order. I scroll down on the product page and Amazon is starting to do like AI summaries of reviews. Okay. I wrote a blog about it on reviewparty.com. Go check it out. Customers like the effect of the supplement on digestion and stomach, which that's a good AI sentence. They say it makes their belly feel good. They no longer have discomfort.
Hey, where'd they get that one from?
I recognize that phrase. However, some customers have reported that the product smells like rotten milk. Pros are effect on digestion, effect on stomach. Cons is smell. But then I got to the top suggested review from Elizabeth A. Duane. She titles it Regularity and writes, "I am 85 years old. Since using this product, I am experiencing regularity for the first time in my life." 5 stars.
They got to get that lady. Should be their spokesperson.
Yeah. Did you put her old 85 smiling face? "I feel great.
I used to not shit for weeks at a time. Backed up terrible."
Oh, God. I feel as bad for her as I do for the stupid QR code people. Like, what?
Now, I'm like a baby sloth. It's just a water slide going right through me. It's wonderful. I can barely finish my prunes before it's coming out. As the good Lord intended.
Yeah.
Take your probiotics, folks. You'll be, if you don't, you'll be surprised at how good you feel.
You'll feel better. And make your belly feel good.
Might get the stink butt, but that's just the boys doing work.
You got to set the stage, so to speak.
Right. I think a lot of people take probiotic supplements for a couple of days and get scared.
Is it always going to be like this?
It's just kind of like to get the factory working again, you got to get the old gunk out.
The
new foremans came in and they're like, what is this? Oh my goodness, get that out of here. That's the first couple of days. They ordered the big dumpster and they're just throwing it out. I guess that's an episode, eh?
Yeah, let's get ready to throw it out.
I'm going to eat it. Like, after you have a baby, the placenta? Don't you eat the?
Some types of people do.
I'm not saying you do it. I'm not saying that's like, but you could. You could metaphorically consume our episode when you're done with it. to gain power. That's what I like about the placenta, is the idea that, yeah, it's very much like a rare candy. as people that do think that it's a cool thing to do describe it to me, I'm like, that's just like a RPG elixir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes me kind of want to do it. It makes me want... I mean, there's got to be at least one dude who thought placentas could make him like a god and just was like black market. Anyway, thanks for listening to ReviewParty.com. We finally got to the comedy right at the end there. Sorry to cut it off. We got new episodes every Tuesday. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you like this one, we hope you like those ones too. Check them out. And if you want to send us a funny review to laugh at, like Eric, friend of comedy, did. Thank you, Eric. Thanks, dude. Sent me on a real talking point, so I really appreciate it, bud. But yeah, if you got a funny review to send to us, we'd love to have it. Mm-hmm. Send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name, because we'd like to give you credit for it too.
Yeah. And hey, guess what? You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Review Party Pod, and Twitter or X at Review Part. Dang it, I did it wrong. Oh no. We're on Instagram and TikTok at ReviewParty.com, Twitter at ReviewPartyPod. We're online on the interweb on our very – do you have a website? Because guess what we do? It's okay if you don't. You can come to ours and hang out, ReviewParty.com. What's there? The blog I talked about. All the episodes, all the listening platforms, because Google Podcasts is dead. And there's just a lot of stuff there. What else is fun and exciting in the world?
YouTube. You could check out our YouTube. I'm just starting to get back on that horse a little bit. You'll see some shorts on there from time to time. I'm sure if we had a couple real ones hitting the sub, hitting the likes whenever they saw the shorts, I'm sure that would gas them up real nice. So if you like Review Party, and especially if you don't like Instagram or TikTok, and you like seeing little clips, little funnies throughout the week, YouTube's a good place to go. It's just reviewparty.com. You'll see the blue. And Nosebleeds, they did our theme song. Well, they did a song, and we asked if we could use it for our theme song, and they said yes, because they're very cool. But theme song's a very generous word. It's really just B-roll. Again, it's better than us, so wow, it really improves the whole episode, doesn't it? Anyway, that song's Bread for Breakfast. I hope you liked it. They got a lot more good songs. Nosebleeds, one word, you can find them on Spotify. I got a finisher here.
Oh, yeah?
This is from Amazon. Baseball hat, New York, distressed adjustable strap back, washed twill dad hat.
Okay.
It's a hat that says New York. You know,
cool.
Couldn't afford the real New York hat. You got this one. From Amazon customer, they title it stylish and well-made. They write, people will think it's a Yankees hat, haha. It's fun to trip people up. One thing to note, it's not a snapback. But I think that's a feature, not a bug. Just be aware when ordering. 5 stars.
Well, yeah, okay.